You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 20 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. We're here. It's divisional weekend. It's crazy, some of these games that happened last weekend, but we got to move on. It's time for new crazy upsets and new exciting matches.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. But we should just go ahead and jump into it, Trey. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. First game tomorrow, we got the Jaguars at the Chiefs, Saturday, 4:30. What do you got, buddy?
So the over-under for this game is 51.5 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by 9.5. I really would love to say that Trevor Lawrence and the Jags continue. But you have to go Chiefs here, right?
I mean that's what, you know, everybody expects, but I've found in the NFL you generally go the opposite of what everybody expects, and I'm picking the Jags for the upset, bro. I know it's highly unlikely, but I just feel like they are just doing the right things. I tell you, they can't have these four interceptions like they did against the Chargers, or the Chiefs just won't let it happen. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You're not making that kind of a comeback against the Chiefs. You've got to play this game full. This is the one thing I think that might help the Jaguars is that if the Chiefs feel like they've already won, if you know what I mean, like they come in knowing that they're just super, not the Jags are so underdogs, and they're just like, this is a cakewalk, you know, to the championship game. And they just kind of don't play with everything they've got. Both teams are going to have to give it their all to win, either, regardless. Both teams are at the same level, I think, in playoff contention.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is when the games really start to heat up. I remember last year, the wild card games were kind of, I mean, this year they were better, but I remember divisional was when things kicked into high gear, and we've got some bangers for some high gear kicking in. But Albert popping in saying, sup, fellas?
What up, Al?
What's happening, buddy? Glad you made it.
Listen, you know, Trevor Lawrence has never lost on a Saturday in his entire career. That's a big deal. You know, does that streak end? Does he continue doing his thing? I mean, it was an insane comeback against the Chargers. Like I said, I don't think that they can repeat that kind of a comeback, but I do think that their offense can put it on the Chiefs. Their defense just needs to step up the entire game instead of letting the Chiefs get a 30-point lead on them.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And that's what I was also going to say. I think the Jaguars defense has stepped up slightly as the season has progressed. So, they used to be, it's the Jaguars. What are you going to do? And, maybe things are going to change. They got Doug Peterson, the quarterback whisperer over there. And it just feels like Trevor Lawrence is kind of a different guy now. I mean, he came into the season with Urban Meyer and all that craziness. And, we kind of just give him a mulligan for that entire season.
Honestly,
Doug Peterson has really, turned him around, and I think made him focus on all the right things,
Yeah, and for the Chiefs side, I mean, the Chiefs are coming off of a bye. Andy Reid is 27-4 coming off a bye week, which is pretty good odds there. These teams have never met in the playoffs, though, which is insane to me. But I guess the Jags don't normally make it to the playoffs, so that's why. But
yeah, that's it's not too insane when you think about that. I mean, who's going to have to step up on the Chiefs, Trey, this week?
Well, you know Mahomes is going to be doing this thing. I mean, he's been consistent all year. I think some of these guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, I think he's going to have to step up. You know, he's had some ups and down games, and it's just not been consistent enough for a Super Bowl-type winning team. Obviously, McKinnon has really stepped it up and is going to continue. Pacheco is going to have to do his thing. He's had some ups and downs. He's going to have to continue to be good. And then you know Kelsey's going to do his thing regardless. But they can't win this game with just Mahomes and Kelsey. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I have to agree. McKinnon, though, I mean, this guy, I mean, we knew about McKinnon for a while. I mean, he was a Viking for a while, and then he's been on the Chiefs for a little bit, and just all of a sudden, this guy has become a monster, right? Just doing everything that he needs to do. I mean, does it get, I don't, when's the last time he had a game where he didn't score a touchdown?
He's had six games in a row with a touchdown.
Jeez. That's crazy, man. That's wild. You think we're going to see any crazy, you know, behind-the-back throws from Mahomes and so they can talk about how amazing he is or what?
He'll have to, you know, whether it's behind-the-back throw or it's a backflip under the leg, you know, whatever. I guarantee you there's going to be some craziness in here. And I also think there's going to be some deep bombs from Trevor Lawrence to maybe Zay Jones or Christian Kirk. I think that he'll have some good plays too, you know. But I think the biggest thing they're going to have to worry about, you know, the Chiefs' defense is not – that bad. You know, they're a solid team all around, and Trevor Lawrence is going to have to really be on his ball. You know, he don't need to be taking a lot of sacks. He don't need to be throwing interceptions. He needs to really manage this game and still have to go deep and get those touchdowns. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a climb, but I definitely think that they have the ability to do it.
I do too. And they paid these guys. They paid Zay Jones. They paid Christian Kirk. Evan Ingram even got a good deal coming in there, man. And I mean, he needs to, they need to do their part to create separation and get where they need to be. Because I tell you what, I saw an interview with Trevor Lawrence, how he's talking about how the Chiefs stadium is, he doesn't imagine it would be much louder than the Jaguars stadium at a home game. He is in for a rude awakening. I believe the Chiefs stadium is like the loudest one. I think it goes Chiefs, then it goes the Seahawks. So, I mean, and now that he said that publicly, dude.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be so loud. And I saw a clip back. It was, I don't know, it was almost should have been black and white kind of clip, you know, and it was like the refs were going to charge the Chiefs with a timeout if their crowd didn't chill out.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about, but yeah, it's going to be loud, bro, and it's a playoff atmosphere. It's going to be scary. Just Killer from Twitch saying hello. What's going on? Just Killer, welcome to the show, buddy. Over on Twitch, we don't get a ton on Twitch. Thanks for popping in. Thanks for commenting, man.
No doubt.
But yeah, Jags Chiefs. It's going to be a banger. But let's go ahead and get to the next one, Trey. Next game, we've got the Giants at the Eagles Saturday, 8:15 Eastern Standard Time.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Eagles winning by 8.5. You're getting plus 270 on the Giants on the money line. But, you know, it's hard for me to say that. I know that Danny Dimes and Saquon, they've all been on a roll, but it ends here. You know, I just think Jalen Hurts coming off a bye. He's fully healthy. This team is healthy. I don't see the Eagles losing this game.
I actually think the Giants have a really good shot at this game, Trey. I'm picking the Giants in this game. The Eagles' defense has been kind of figured out over the last, you know, last weeks of the season and stuff like that. It is good. Jalen Hurts is going to have a little time to rest off of that shoulder injury he suffered in the Bears game a couple weeks ago. So it's going to be interesting. Just Killer's got a question. What teams are you? Trey, what's your team, buddy?
So my team at heart is Seattle Seahawks, obviously. But I do like the Titans, and I follow them. I got a buddy that plays for them, so I'm also a big Titans fan.
Yep, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers over here, buddy. Tampa Bay, I do like the Bengals. I mean, they are a killer team, and in fantasy, I generally have a good amount of that going on over there. So I do like the Bengals also, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is my home. That's my team, baby. But yeah, Giants. Listen, yeah, go for it.
You know, the Eagles have won 7 of their last 9 home games against the Giants. Jalen Hurts seems to be fully healthy. The Eagles own the Giants in the regular season. They swept them. And I know what you're saying, you know, beating a team 3 times in one season is extremely difficult, but that's actually false. Since 1970, 21 teams have won the first 2 meetings in a season, and 14 of those 21 have won the 3rd meeting in the playoffs. So don't count the Eagles out just because they've already won twice.
Interesting. Yeah, the Eagles, it seems like every time they make a trip to a deep playoff run, it always ends pretty good for them. So it does scare me. But I mean, with everything going on with the Giants, Daniel Jones stepping up, Daboll taking over, and Saquon killing it, it's going to be a good game, Trey. And I'm interested to see how this goes. And another thing that I think is worth mentioning is these guys are in the same division. We got a lot of NFC East going on in the playoffs this year. What happened
all the way
to the
divisional round?
Yeah, what happened to the NFC least a couple of years back, Trey?
And you know, I think that the Commanders would have had a shot at being in this if that, you know, if they had won that last game, you know. So it'd have been crazy to have just a full NFC East slate.
Why does there always have to be a terrible NFC group of teams there? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Now we got the NFC going south. So.
And then what was it? It was also that all the 3 teams in Florida made the playoffs for the first time, I think, ever. I've seen that one, too.
I mean, think about that. Dolphins, Jaguars, Bucks. Just Killer says, oh, no, not the Bucks. Can we just pretend you're a Bengals fan? I mean, you can pretend, but I'm not about it. I mean, if you look behind me, buddy, you're gonna know the deal real quick.
I just want to say, you know, Daniel Jones has had over 300 yards passing in the last 3 games. I don't think against the Eagles defense that's going to continue. I know that he's been on a roll, but like I said, the Eagles are coming off a bye, and they have been unstoppable all year. I mean, Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts have combined to rush for more regular season yards than any other quarterbacks meeting in the playoff game. So it's going to be a lot of QB sneaks in this game. But I don't know if you saw this, but I seen where they were talking about how the Eagles had perfected the QB sneak. Because what they do is they line up 2 guys next to Jalen Hurts and they both push him over the line, and they've almost got it every time. And it's not illegal to push a player. It's illegal to pull a player. So the way that they've got that play set up, it's like you're almost guaranteed a 4th and inches or something like that. And they were talking about, you know, whether what were your thoughts on it? Do you think that it should be illegal or what you should do with that? And they were talking about how other teams should adapt that play style. You know what I mean? Because if you're getting 4th and inches every time, why wouldn't we all pick up that play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I did see, I think, that didn't work for them once or twice in the regular season, that pushing thing. But I believe there was something with the runner. Like, if it's a running back or wide receiver when they're running, they were talking about how there was some rule in effect where they couldn't push them, like, super far. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, I think I've seen that, too. And that's why they do it, the quarterback sneak. And obviously, Jalen Hurts, you know, legs are – I think, what did he say, he squats 600 pounds?
Yeah, he's a beast. I think Dallas Goedert's going to have to, you know, step up. He's been healthy. He has time to recover. How many receptions you got Goddard getting in this game, Trey?
I think he can get 6. I think he can get 6 receptions in this game.
Yeah, I think so. The Giants' defense has stepped up, you know, a little bit, but I still think it's going to be a tough game for them. I think we see more offense than we're expecting in this game, Trey.
I'd also like to just go ahead and apologize to A.J. Brown for hating on him all year. I think he has an amazing game. I bet he gets 8 receptions in this game. I know Devontae Smith has been stepping it up, but I think this game is going to be an A.J. Brown kind of game.
Ooh, I could totally see that. I could see that. They've got some decent corners on the Giants, but I could see A.J. Brown burning them. You're apologizing for saying what exactly, Trey? What was it again?
Oh, I don't know, that he was washed and nobody should draft him for their fantasy team because he's bad and they're not going to do good this year.
And I quote, AJ Brown will be a bust this year. Oh, he's been good. He's been really good. I mean, it could have went either way, buddy, honestly. So I don't blame you. Awesome. But yeah, anything else you got for the Giants Eagles, buddy?
That's it on me.
All right. So then, real quick, Just Killer says, I'll tell you a player that is washed and should retire, Tom Brady. Whew. And then he says, as a Bucs fan, is it time for Brady to retire? I kind of went over this last week. If you check out the episode for the wild card wrap up. Yeah, I do, honestly. And I love Brady and I love everything he's done for the sport. But I do think it's time, man. I do think it's time to call it quits before he messes his legacy up. You know, I don't want to remember him like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, let's get to the next game, Trey. And that is our Manscaped game of the week.
Listen, guys, if you haven't heard already, you know, Manscaped is the ultimate franchise player this playoff season to take your below-the-belt grooming to the championship level. If you get the Lawnmower 4.0 today, you're going to score more than just a touchdown. Okay, don't forget about the Manscaped boxers. These things are amazing. They come with anti-chafing technology to keep you dry and ready when it's game time. Look and feel ready for the big game each and every day with Manscaped. And use promo code SUPERFLEX20 to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide.
That's right, and guys.
Lastly, your balls will thank you.
They absolutely will. I can attest to that. Guys, you heard Trey. Listen, go to manscaped.com. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You get 20% off and you're going to get free shipping. Why wouldn't you do that for yourself?
No doubt.
But guys, let's get to the Manscaped game of the week. And that is the Bills the Bengals at the Bills Sunday, 3:00 Eastern Standard Time.
Over under for this game is 49 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by 5. You're getting plus 155 odds on the Bengals money line, which I really like. I think the Bengals win this game. I think it's going to be a hard fought game, and I think it's anybody's game. But I'm going with the Bengals. I'm rolling with the Bengals. You know, they had this matchup previously, and of course, you know, DeMar Hamlin's situation caused the game to be canceled. So I'm sure everyone in the world is excited to watch this game. And it's going to be a shootout, man. I take the over, even though it's 49.
Ooh, I hope you're right, bro. I hope we didn't get to see it then, because it's just going to be a banger now, bro. I've also got the Bengals taking the win on this game. I just think that they are the better team. The only problem with the Bengals is they're not capable, seems like to me, of playing four good quarters. They can play a great half of football almost every game, but there's rarely do they play four good quarters, a complete game, and that's the part that scares me about the Bengals. But the Bills, like you said in the last episode, Trey, Josh Allen is the best player on the Bills, and he's the worst. I love that. I thought that made a lot of sense, because you know he'll do amazing things and he'll throw the game away all in the same drive.
Yeah, man. And on top of that, you know, neither one of these teams played just amazing in the wild card round. But it's like, I think this matchup, they're both going to show out. They're going to show why they're here and what they're meant for. You know, I think DeMar Hamlin is going to be at this game. So the Bills are going to be playing with a lot of heart. Did you know that the Buffalo Bills were the only team to be favored in every game this season?
Huh. I did not know that.
Every single matchup, they were favored all year. Including this one. So,
I was about to say, yeah, they're favored in this one too. Wow. I mean, they are ridiculous, dude. They are a strong team. Like, I mean, with a good leader and a good backbone. And look, when things got crazy and for the worst, I mean, they came together, bro. And I mean, what about that Nyheim Hines touchdown at the beginning of the Patriots game? First thing, I mean, that was just beautiful, man. I loved watching that.
No doubt. And the Bengals cannot give up something like that in this game. That they do not need to let the Bills run it back on them on a kickoff. But you know the Bengals haven't lost since Halloween?
Yeah, I did know that. They have been on fire, bro. Just on fire. Since Halloween, it's been that long. What's it, like 8 games straight, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. They started off a little rough, and we're like, oh, Super Bowl hangover, you know, yada, yada, yada. But they've been on fire, bro. There's a few teams in the playoffs that have been on fire. The Niners also one of those teams. So something to watch out for. Do you think Ja'Marr Chase has a big game here?
I think he's going to have to. And if not, you know, maybe they double Chase or whatever. But, I mean, they've got Higgins and Boyd opened up in that case. And I think Higgins and Chase are the same level. They just have different skills. But I think their skill level is almost identical. So I think regardless if Chase has a good game, I think the Bengals definitely have a great chance of winning this game. And I know that their offensive line has been banged up and everything like that, and they got a couple guys out, but check it out. Last year, they didn't even have a good offensive line, and they made it all the way to the Super Bowl. So hopefully they got a couple guys to do just a little bit better, and I think they'll be fine to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, the timing was perfect on that. Albert says, you guys aren't worried about the Bengals missing 3 starters from the O-line. I mean, Trey's exactly right. I mean, last year they made a run. I mean, he was like, what? He got sacked 7 times in the Super Bowl, and they still, like, were a play or two away of, you know, possibly making something of it. I mean, Burrow gets rid of the ball pretty quick. But it is against the Bills. It is scary. I mean, it is scary. I mean, they spent all the money getting those O linemen for this season ready, and they're not going to be there when they need them the most. So it is scary, Trey.
Here's my thing, and this is what I think, is that the Bills win most of their games on their opponent messing up. because the Bills have normally play consistent football. Now, they've had some flukes here and some mess-ups themselves, but as long as their opponent is messing up more than them, they're getting the dub. I think the way the Bengals win this game is they play lights out, and the Bills have a couple mistakes. You know, a fumble, you know, maybe a pick six, something like that. It's just enough to turn this game to the Bills, or to the Bengals' favor.
Antonio popping in saying, what up? What up, Antonio? What's going on, buddy? Yeah, I was actually just talking about this the other day, and it seems like the Bills are one of those teams that play to the level of who they're playing. Like, if they're playing a bad team, they play bad. I mean, if they are playing a great team like the Chiefs, they play to that level. You know what I mean? And we can't dismiss that playoff Gabe Davis is there, too. What do you think? Gabe Davis is, I mean, we saw a little bit of it last week in the playoffs. You think this week is one of those big games again?
That's what scares me about a lot of these teams that are in the playoffs is, like, you know, they have their number one wide receiver that's kind of their guy, but then they've got these other guys that, you know, when that guy is getting taken care of, they just show up out of nowhere and play lights out. And, you know, like, that's a Gabe Davis in this scenario or a T. Higgins type thing. Like, it's crazy to see these guys step up when they need to. And they shine, man. And if that happens in this game, I mean, you know, if, you know, Gabe Davis gets 2-3 touchdowns in this game, it sounds like a Bills win.
Oof. Yikes. Yep. I think Tyler Boyd does pretty good in this game, too. I mean, he's starting to come on. They were playing Trenton Irwin a lot during the last half of the season, but I haven't seen him in as much. And I've seen Burrow looking Boyd's way a lot more often. So keep an eye on that. I think Tyler Boyd does some things, too, for him, Trey.
Don't forget about James Cook, baby. Rookie coming in to cook it up in the playoffs. You know, his big brother Dalvin watching him from the sidelines. So it's definitely going to be a show for James Cook.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bengals, Bills, cannot wait. Game of the week, man. It's going to be a good one. But guys, before we go to the last game, your Cowboys and your Niners, let's go ahead and hop into our pre-game prop rally. Yeah, pregame prop rally, guys. I love it. I love it. What do you got for us, Trey, this week for some player prop bets to help us win a little money in the divisional round?
So the first thing I want to say is basically just, you know, there's a lot of studs in these games. And I think just grabbing a couple studs and parlaying them for any time touchdown like a AJ Brown, Stephon Diggs, Travis Etienne. Parlay those three right there. I guarantee you get great odds. Throw a Saquon Barkley, Joe Mixon, Etienne, something like that. McKinnon, even just throw a couple of these guys that are almost guaranteed to get a touchdown in a parlay, and you'll get really good odds. But my favorite prop bet for this weekend is my underdog Hail Mary bet. And that is literally just betting the money line for all the underdogs. That's Jags money line, Giants money line, Bengals money line, Cowboys money line at plus 13,000. A $10 bet will win you $1,300.
Yikes. Wow. Say them again. Who's got to win? All the underdogs. Who is it?
Jags, Giants, Bengals, Cowboys.
Oof. Oh man, when I think about that, I think a lot of teams have a chance, but I think the Cowboys, honestly, sorry to you Cowboys fans. Jess Killer was asking earlier, who do we think his team is? And I'm pretty sure it was the Cowboys. But Cowboys fans, that's the one I'm worried about, Trey. The Cowboys and the Niners. The Niners, bro, are just unstoppable. I could see all these teams losing to the other team, you know, any given Sunday type situation, except the Niners. They are horrifying to me, bro. And that's the only one I'd be worried with on that parlay you got going on. But I love it. I love it. $10 gets you $1,300. I might throw 20 on there, man. Double it up. But I'm a little bit of a risk taker. So what are you going to do? Let me get into my pregame prop rally, guys. Bills, Bengals. I'm going Nyheim Hines. Anytime touchdown plus 600 odds. Nyheim Hines, it seems like he's starting to sniff the end zone a little bit there, and I think it is definitely a possibility that your boy gets in there. And plus, I love some good odds like plus 600. So I'm taking Nyheim Hines anytime touchdown. And I got another one for you, Giants Eagles. This one is a little bit of a safer bet, I think, and that's Isaiah Hodgins anytime touchdown plus 275. A little safer, the odds are a little better, but Daniel Jones, when he does throw the ball, is looking Isaiah Hodgins' way a lot, so I think it's pretty safe to say he'll get one, Trey.
Yeah, and I just want to throw out there, I don't know the odds on it, but I'm sure they're pretty good since it's I'm calling a first touchdown score, but I like Jalen Hurts for the first touchdown of the Giants Eagles game.
Jalen Hurts first touchdown?
First touchdown.
Bro, I mean, I bet that's a pretty good bet to make, honestly. I like that. I mean, unless the Giants do what they did last week and then they just go right down the field right away. I mean, it's a possibility. It's scary, but that's what we do. We'd be making them bets, baby. Antonio says, I'm thinking the same. Might place that bet, but substitute Cowboys for Niners. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, man. It's scary.
I bet you still get probably plus 10,000 odds or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Still make a buttload of money, right? I love it. I love it. But guys, you got anything else for us, Trey? Any more props to help them win some money this weekend?
That's it on the prop rally.
All right. Then let's go ahead and move to the last game this week of the divisional round. We got the Cowboys at the 49ers Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, Trey.
Over under for this game is 46 points. Vegas has the Niners winning by 3.5. You can get plus 155 odds on Dallas to win on the money line. You know, like we've talked about, I do think the Niners win this game, but I think the Cowboys have a shot. I don't think it's guaranteed for the Niners. The Niners have allowed 8.2 yards per attempt in their last three games. That was against Geno Smith, David Blau, and Jarrett Stidham. That average would rank dead last in the NFL this season. So that scares me for the way Cowboys were playing against the Bucs.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Trey, for the you think the Cowboys do a little better than I think that they get their butt kicked, but they do have Micah Parsons over there. 11 from heaven, as he's called. Going against Brock Purdy, and I think he gets him at least one, maybe two sacks on Brock Purdy. And I think if you can disrupt him, this kid makes a lot of good decisions in the pocket. He gets the ball out fast. He's got McCaffrey to toss it to if he needs to. But I think that pass rush is going to get to him a couple times. Bill, sorry, do you think so?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, this is by far the best defense Brock Purdy has played since he took over. As much as I hate the Cowboys, you know, their defense has been on point over the last 2 years with Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs and all those guys. It's a scary defense, but so is the Niners' defense is scary. I do think that this is going to be a low-scoring game. I like the 46 as the over-under was a good set. And almost, if I honestly had to bet on it, I would bet the under. I think this is going to be at least the first half under. I think this is going to be a low-scoring first. It's going to be all defense both ways. Before there's probably a shootout in, you know, third or fourth quarter.
Yeah. I saw a meme that said coming to a TV near you, and it was a bunch of Cowboys fans just sad in the stands and upset and just, man, we almost had it.
It was our year.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I cannot take we didn't boys any longer. You know what I mean? Like, this is probably the end. It needs to be the end. And better luck next year, you know?
Yeah, and even if they did win this game, they're not making it to the Super Bowl. They're not getting past. I don't think they could beat the Giants, honestly.
Ooh, I mean, I don't know. If Dak's playing like he was playing. See, that's the thing, though. They were playing a bad defense and a bad offense. You can't get anything going. And you know how much that hurts me to say because that's my team. But they played great. You know, hopefully they get a kicker, too. I mean, I think I read some talks as they're looking at someone off the practice squad to kick. Have you heard that?
I did see that, but I also saw an interview with Jerry Jones who said they were not looking to replace their kicker, blah, 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 blah. Like, Brett Maher had a bad game. Everybody has bad games, da, 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 da. So who knows what that's about. But I do want to say, you know, yes, the Cowboys played great on Monday. But they also, I think, what was it, 2 weeks ago, lost to Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, and then almost lost to a Titans who were Derrick Henry-less and also on their third-string quarterback.
Yeah. And got just smacked by the Commanders, bro, week 18. So, yeah, exactly. It's just the Cowboys team is going to show up. You're 100% right. And if the Commanders can, not even a playoff team, just knock them out like that, I mean, what are the Niners going to do? Look, Christian McCaffrey, man, ever since he became a 49er, dude has been ridiculous. I don't think they've lost a game yet. I mean, he played like a couple snaps in his first game, and I think they lost that one. But since he's come on and been the guy, I don't think they've lost yet. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, I said it before the draft. I said it preseason. Christian McCaffrey, comeback player of the year. And I think he's right there up there with Geno Smith to get it. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. But I just think the 49ers are too good. They're too good, man. They're unstoppable. That's how I feel. Scary stuff. Scary stuff this weekend, man. Guys, yeah. Before we go, guys, don't forget to check out Trophy Smack, guys. If you need your ring, even if you need to get a loser toilet ring for the loser of your fantasy league, go to trophysmack.com/fourthandflex and, you know, get you something nice and shiny to put on your shelf. Because, hey, you deserve it.
No doubt.
And guys, don't forget to like this video. Please, that helps us so much. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you're over on Twitch, hop on over to and subscribe to our YouTube, buddy, because we're doing big things over here. And we are giving away a signed Aaron Jones jersey right here. Right there. Aaron Jones going to somebody. As soon as we find out who is going to the Super Bowl, we're giving this bad boy away. And after this video has posted, the first 5 comments that aren't on the live chat, I'm putting them automatically in it. I'm giving away entries, Trey. Why not? Let's do it. 5 comments on the video after it's posted, and you are going to be entered automatically into the Aaron Jones signed jersey giveaway. But guys, thank you so much for watching our show today, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.